What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
The Major Spoilers podcast covers news, reviews, and of course, spoilers, and goes into details about the topics discussed. So if you haven't read, listened, or watched the items we talk about, you might want to come back later.
Welcome to issue 1066 of the Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading and checking us out this week. Hey, it's me, Stephen Schleicher, and you may be saying, where's all the other stuff? Well, if you listen to the Major Spoilers podcast pre-show, you know all the answers, plus more, plus my review of the Marvels. But you can only get that if you're a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers. $5 a month helps us out, keeps the show alive, and allows me to bring in people every so often to share this show space with me. But that's not the reason why Matthew and Rodrigo are not here this week. Big scheduling issues at the Major Spoilers HQ, which, again, patrons know all about that right now. So instead of having no show, I figured we would sit down and we would share with you just a couple of things that are going on at Major Spoilers. We've kind of moved away from news segments type stuff, but there are some very interesting things that you might be interested in on the Major Spoilers website. In fact, I know most of you will be interested in that. A little promotion for Dan Patrice, who does the Munchkin Land podcast. He did a great episode this week that's available now, issue number 696, where he talks about all the cool Kickstarter games that are out there that are currently being run, including the Street Masters one, which I know Brian and I have been talking about off mic since this new Street Masters launched, which is technically a new Kickstarter, but also covering the one that kind of fell on its face in Indiegogo. So that is very cool. Jonathan actually wrote a really cool one for the So You Want to Read Comics about Beach Comics. So there's some comics there you might want to read. One of them we actually reviewed on the Major Spoilers podcast a few years ago. Skybound Entertainment announced, or I should say Skybound Tabletop announced, an Invincible tabletop game. So if you're interested in that, go check that out at the Major Spoilers website. And of course, we have reviews and sneak peeks. That's one of the things that we don't push as much anymore because we've moved away from automated social media posts, just because that company wanted $700 a year. And they're like, we can post to all the social medias, Facebook and Twitter. And then Twitter took it away and they're like, we can post to Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm like, come on, guys. So we don't work with that group anymore. And I just share that stuff. But we have so many sneak peeks that come out on Tuesday ahead of New Comic Book Day that if you are looking for what you can go pick up, most of the companies send us stuff. Now, there is one big company that does not send us their previews anymore and does not send us any reviews anymore, but that's okay. I don't hold that against them. But pretty much everybody that has something cool coming out shares it over at majorspoilers.com, and you can go check out those sneak peeks each and every week. One of the things that people are going to be talking about, because it was definitely a hit series, and because it is the 40th anniversary, there is a brand new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin 2 Re-Evolution number 1, that is out this week from IDW Publishing, writers Kevin Eastman and Tom Waltz, with art by Ben Bishop, and I'm going to mispronounce these names, I apologize in advance, Asu Escorza and Isaac Escorza are the artists on this. And there's two different artists because there is a flashback sequence where the turtles are talking about their ancestry and kind of give you, if you've never picked up a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles book, if you've never watched a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, if you've never watched a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon show or video game, this kind of gives you the whole history of how Splinter and Shredder came to the United States and how they got mutated, or at least Splinter getting mutated and the turtles getting mutated and love. So there's a bit of a flashback there, but I think it's done very, very well. And of course, the art is very good. If you enjoyed the Last Ronin series, this kind of picks up, not kind of picks up, it picks up like 15 years later when you might expect a new group of mutant turtles might become teenagers. And of course, they're being taught by Casey O'Neill, I think I don't know if it's her last name. I can't remember if she goes by Casey Jones or Casey O'Neill in the series. but she has trained the turtles to be ninja-like. So they are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in this case. And we do get four new turtles. One of the things that I liked that IDW did, and I don't remember when they did it, but back when Eastman and Laird were doing the black and white TMNT, and of course, once they got their cartoon show and all that stuff, all the turtles are essentially drawn the same. They're all the same box turtles. The only difference is their colors of their bandanas and, of course, the letters on their belt buckles. And no turtles needed to wear pants. But one of the things that IDW did, I think early on, is that at some point each of the turtles is a different type of turtle. Like here's a box turtle and here's a snapping turtle and it's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we have four new turtles this time. And I haven't done my research. Somebody out there who is much smarter than me will write to me at podcast@majorspoilers.com or tweet at me at our major spoilers on X. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to say, hey, they're going to tweet on me at X. Are they going to X me at X? I don't know. Or you can head over to our Discord server. There's a link in the show notes. You can join absolutely for free. Drop into the Major Spoilers channel or the comic book channel or whatever. The original turtles named after artists. I don't know who the new turtles are named after. There's Moja, Uno, Yi, and Odin. O-D-Y-N. Okay? And they are very much like what you would expect from turtles. They're teenagers that are out and about in the futuristic city that is going through collapse. And the state is, the city state is trying to keep things together, New York City. There are people that are raiding the generators that are keeping the city from being flooded. There are people that are raiding supplies all over the place. And so Casey and her band of resistance fighters are fighting back the people that are trying to take over. At the same time, she's teaching the turtles to get into the fight. So we get to see the turtles do some ninja action stuff, and it's pretty cool in this book. I will say so myself. We also get to see the kids being kids and doing things that they shouldn't be doing, like staying out after curfew and trying to sneak back into their sewer home, which sounds a little bit familiar. And if I'm going to ding this book, and this is my major ding, it feels like, let's just take the tropes of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and move them forward to this future story of set in the world of Last Ronin, which I don't have a problem with that because we see that happen all the time. We see that happen in all of our sequelized media or rejuvenated media where we just see the same thing, but it's just different characters doing that. There is even a April O'Neil type character in the form of a TV reporter named Amanda Connor. And of course, one of the turtles, I don't know which one yet, because I haven't gotten their names and their IDs all aligned. But you can tell that this one kind of likes Amanda. So there we go into the April O'Neil love story bit with one of the turtles kind of digging on her. I don't know if this is going to be, I'm sure it's going to be a success. I don't know if it's going to be as huge of a success as The Last Ronin, when we found out what happened to all the Turtle Brothers and what was happening in the future and what's going on there. This is a continuation on the story. Last Ronin sold big. I mean, it was a huge hit. It was one of the best sellers, and they've got this hardcover edition. It's a huge seller. So I have no doubt that people are going to be interested in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin 2 Re-Evolution number 1, when it lands in stores on Wednesday/tomorrow, depending on when you're listening. Hello, future people. It's probably already out now. It is an oversized book. Okay. It is a prestige format miniseries. And so it comes with an oversized prestige format price of $8.99. And so I'm not sure that I can. I mean, here's the thing. Is it worth $8.99? In today's market, yes, I can see this having an $8.99 cover price. If this were in the 1980s and we had this prestige cover price, this would be a $5.99 book or a $4.99 book, and people would be complaining because they're paying $1.50 and now they have to pay $5.99 for this book. So the argument never ends. So $8.99, I think, is worth it for this book. Be a little bit much, but it's the Turtles, and IDW needs to get this out. It's long enough that I think it justifies the price. I got to read it in a digital format. IDW was kind enough. They're one of the cool companies that send us review copies. was kind enough to send us an early review copy last week. So I read this last week and I thought, oh, what a better time to share this than right here on the Major Spoilers podcast. I enjoy the story. I really like the art. It does feel a little bit tropish at times. I did not get to read this in the prestige print format. So for me, you know, I can go on about the price, but it's up to you if you want to get that format and pay this price. Because of just the tropes of how it feels like we're rehashing old storylines again, I'm going to give this 4 slices of meatloaf out of 5. Or maybe I should say 4 canisters of ooze out of 5. Radioactive mutagen ooze out of 5. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I think it's a good continuation. There's some... I don't know. I'm not going to spoil this part. But let's just say that in addition to having the ability to walk and talk and do ninja things and like pizza and live in the sewers, at least a couple of these turtles kind of have some additional powers, which I thought was rather surprising. I'm like, has this been something that has been in the past before? And if not, why not? And so it is. It's rather interesting to see those powers appear and how Eastman and Waltz use that in this comic book. So if you want to purchase the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin 2 Re-Evolution number 1, and you want to get it in that prestige format, definitely head to your local comic book store. If you're okay with reading it in a digital format like I did, minus the watermarks, then you can pick this up via the Amazon affiliate link. The link is there in the show notes. And you can help support Major Spoilers going into the future. It's a small contribution. Honestly, it's like 3% or less. So whatever $8.99, whatever 3% of $9 is, like 30 cents, that 30 cents will allow me to yell at my kids a little bit longer for screwing up this schedule so that we couldn't do a proper show for you guys. I think that is the main thing. Originally this week, it was going to be E-Man, the E-Man series from whenever that was, the Eclipse Comics. I think it was Eclipse Comics that did that. We have moved E-Man because Smikey demanded it. We have moved that. That's Charlton. Sorry. We've moved that to the June 11th episode. So you're not going to miss the discussion there. And certainly for those of us that already have read E-Man here at Major Spoilers, we didn't waste our time. I don't think we really wasted our time reading E-Man regardless. Next week on the Major Spoilers podcast, barring any scheduling conflicts, thank you, children, although it is tennis season and the boy plays tennis, he plays doubles, he's not bad. I may be having to miss some things. And definitely next fall, we're going to have some scheduling things just because of final year of soccer. So we'll see how that goes. But next week, because Jarmo demanded it, Doro Hedoro, if that's how you say it. It's from Viz Comics. It's a manga. It's one of those things that people have been demanding us. And of course, all of this year and all of last year, really, we fill up our show with suggestions from our fine listeners, just like you who's listening on your Beats or your AirPods or your Shocks or your Jawbones or your whatever that you are listening to this on. Maybe you have it blasting. Oh, man. If you are someone that is currently driving a convertible car, I don't care what kind it is, but preferably like a Trans Am or a Corvette, and you have the top down and you are blasting the Major Spoilers podcast right now, please send me a video of that or a picture of yourself in your car listening to the Major Spoilers podcast via your Bluetooth or whatever adapter device that you have to listen on, because that would be cool. Yes, it is that time of the day where I'm a little bit loopy. But there you go. But going back to all of this year, most of our shows, the trades that we are reviewing in the third segment of the show are all, I should say all, most of them, large majority of them are coming from our dear listeners just like you. And if you would like to make a suggestion, it's pretty early in the year and I'm going to for sure lose it. But right around October, November, I will jump into one of the Discord channels and I will start asking for suggestions and I will start lining those things up and they fill up fast. They really fill up fast. I do have, how about this? You know what? I take that back. Don't wait until October. jump over into the Major Spoilers Discord server, jump into the Major Spoilers podcast channel. That's one of the free channels. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 slots open for trades still this year, and maybe 5. Head over to the Major Spoilers podcast channel on Discord. You can join for free, in this day and age, besides this podcast. What else can you get for free besides advice from me and a lot of other people? Go over there and let's find some 5 really good trades, things that we haven't done before. So don't recommend stuff that we've done before. And we've done a lot, right? 10 years worth of this stuff. Or no, it's been more than 10 years. Oh my gosh. We've been doing this since like 2008, right? So 2008 to today, we've been doing trades and tails every week, at least hopefully around 50 times a year. And so let's fill up this slot. I'm gonna open it up right now for you to go over there and make some recommendations. We really are only able to do this show because of support from fine listeners like you, like our patrons, people who see value in us doing this show 50 weeks a year for, what is it, like 250 years now? And they think, you know what? $5 a month is worth all of this content. And so this week, I want to give it, there's some other people that I didn't get into the show notes, so they're going to get a shout out next week. And maybe your name will be in here too, but I want to give a shout out to the, let's see, are these the same people that I did last week? I think these are the same people that I did last week. Let me open up my mail really quick, and I'll just do everybody. Everybody who was awesome this week. Let's see, Rax, oh no, never mind. That's a different one. Robert Olson, thank you. Robert Olson upgraded their pledge this week. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Robert Olson. You are awesome. Also, a big shout out to Nick. Nick is a brand new Silver Dollar member this week. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Nick, for your support and your pledge. Also, another Silver Dollar membership this week. Brian Gatley just became a Silver Level member. Thank you, Brian. You are awesome. Brian also, is this the same Brian? I don't know if this is the same Brian that reached out to me about maybe switching servers. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. I thought there was one more person to give a shout out to this week. Just in case I did update my show notes and I don't want to miss anybody. The amazing Chris Godby is another Silver Level member. If I said your name last week, hey, you're getting 2 shout outs. Also, Sarah Gray, a new Gold Level patron. Thank you so much for that, Sarah. When you're at that Silver Level membership, you get access to the Major Spoilers podcast pre-show where I talk about the Marvels, also a little bit of detective books recommendations, and why everybody else isn't here this week. Obviously, scheduling conflict, but you'll get the full story. And maybe you'll sit there and go, yep, happened to me too. So you get the Major Spoilers podcast pre-show. You get access to secret channels on the Major Spoilers Discord that are only available for patrons. You get access to, what else do you get access to? There's a whole list over there. I think you get you get Critical Hit a week early. At the gold level, you get access to the VIP live chat where I tell you what's really going on behind the scenes at Major Spoilers. Last VIP live chat we had, I had so much positive feedback from that. And you also get access to our GM roundtable, the Octoon Cthulhu edition, where Dr. Brad Will and I sit down and I say, hey, here's what I want to do in our next episode of Critical Hit. Here's what I'm thinking of the next session. And Brad will either tell me, hey, do this or don't do this. This sounds like a good idea or a bad idea and why. And then he also gives me positive critiques, not always positive, but he frames his critiques in a positive way to tell me where I messed up each and every time. So if you want a behind the scenes look on where that story is going, you can only get that when you are like Sarah Gray and become a gold level patron. We're at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Again, next week on the Major Spoilers show, we are doing Doro Hidoro. It's a manga comic from Viz Comics. Why? Because Jarmo demanded it, and because we know that you love comics, and we do too. And we will talk with you soon.
Fat Dick's Ray Vision of Superman. I could save a few bucks and stand around and read through the covers of the comics on the stand. But although every other page would be backwards, I suppose I could still read the evens and the odds. Well, I don't know. Guess I haven't thought this all the way through. Plus, as soon as the comic bookstore guy knew, they kicked my butt out on the corner. What a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. When I think about a better way, if I was hulking green or gray, I could just bust through that brick wall, take their comic books away. But then the little meat would deal with all the tanks and bombs and guns. Have you ever tried to read a series with all that going on? Guess I need to rethink this plan. How would I back and board my comics with such huge hands? Guess I already told ya. What a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. If I'm Stark Raven, it's like a man of iron. Might not be surprised if I'm that I might actually have the heart cold to follow an entire storyline. But would I really even need to read up on all those escapades? I mean, who needs such distractions when your sister's such a babe? But the downside is such a beast. Being shot up in a fun, being in the Middle East with a gang sign throwing soldier. What a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a major spoiler. Whoa, 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 whoa. What a major spoiler.
This podcast is copyright 2024 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.